7:17 a.m. We are joined now on our newsmaker line by Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger from the 1st Congressional District in Tennessee. Good morning, Congressman Harshbarger.
Well, good morning, Michael.
So, how is everything up in East Tennessee today?
Oh, it's beautiful. After you do five different parades and you get to meet so many fine people in East Tennessee, it's been a good week.
Tell us, or tell our listeners what the current, the dimensions of the current boundaries now in 2022, the 2022 election are for the 1st Congressional District of Tennessee that you currently represent.
Well, absolutely. We have, we represent 12 counties, and now it goes to most of Jefferson County, all the way down to Knox County. So I've picked up over 45,000 constituents, and I call them friends and family, Michael. And I have most of Jefferson County. I think the only thing I do not represent is Strawberry Plains, and that's my good friend Tim Burchett's district.
Now, you are you in Tennessee today, or are you up in Washington, D.C.?
No, I'm out of town doing some other things today, but I'll be back in D.C. on Tuesday.
Does anything happen in the House of Representatives in July?
Well, we're there for the next 3 weeks, so we'll see if anything happens. They do have legislation coming up that we'll need to vote on. But, you know, it's whatever Speaker Pelosi wants to throw at us at the last minute is what we have to look at and make decisions on.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, did you see the pictures of her out strolling on the Italian beach the other day? Did you see that?
I haven't seen pictures. I heard that she took an Italian vacation, but she probably went over to order some more exquisite clothing and, you know, things like that. They say that she'd be better served being an ambassador to Italy than anything else. So I probably would agree. Get her out of our hair and get over there and do what she wants to do.
She sounds like a very difficult and unpleasant person to deal with. At least this is what it looks like to me. She's sort of a, you know, she's a, her father was sort of a Tammany Hall type political boss in Baltimore way back when. She seems to have that style of my way or the highway. What kind of interactions have you had with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi?
If she ever came on the Republican side, we might have a chance to talk to her, but she never does. The only time you ever see the woman is when she comes to the floor to gavel a bill that she has presented that, of course, passed, that means that they're going to push their woke ideology down the American people's throat. So that's the only time you see her, or when she, I'll tell you what was really fun to watch is when she had to swear in Maya Flores from Texas down at the Rio Grande Valley sector. She had to do it, and she had that little halfway grin on her face as Maya was sworn in as a representative. And, you know, there hasn't been a Republican to serve that area in way over 100 years. It was such a delight to see her, and I got to sit there with her children. But she wouldn't let her husband on the floor, which I thought was pretty pathetic. But, you know, I love that part because she had to do it. She didn't want to do it, but that was her job as Speaker, is to swear in the first.
And, of course, that famous video showed her, the little girl, the daughter, sitting on her right. She elbowed her out of the picture. And that was that's crazy.
That's her style, Michael. She's
just
that kind of woman. You're right. It's her way or the highway. So
is that
the spotlight.
What it all odds are suggest that the Republicans will take over the House of Representatives in the November midterm elections. Are you in line to be the chairman of any committee when the new Congress convenes, if you're reelected in 2022? And what will your agenda be in the new Congress?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I currently serve on the Department of Homeland Security and on the Department of Education and Labor. And I'm a freshman, so there's many people ahead to be, you know, ranking members or members of committees. But my goal is to honestly be on one of the most powerful committees in Congress that covers and touches anything and everything, and that is the Department of Energy and Energy and Commerce. And, you know, there's a healthcare component to that. There's an oversight component to that. It conveys everything that I want to touch, and I want to touch a lot of things, Michael. that helps our district in this country go forward. And I absolutely, you know, I'm on a lot of good things right now. The China Task Force, I'm in the Doctors Caucus. I'm positioned well to do so many things that would push our district, our state, and our country forward. But Energy and Commerce is the committee that has its hands in everything. And that's my goal. And that's, you know, the ranking member has said, we want you on there. And I'm methodically going through the process to be placed on that committee so I could do a whole lot of good things.
If you are reelected and if the Republicans take control of the House of Representatives and you're sworn in January 2023 to the new Congress, will you introduce and support articles of impeachment against the President, Joe Biden, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, for failure to enforce our immigration laws?
Yes. I mean, I'm already on impeachment, articles of impeachment now for President Biden, but Mayorkas is, listen, you cannot sit back and let over 3 million people, and a lot of the unaccompanied adults are fighting-age young men, into this country without knowing their intent. And this is, it's unacceptable. There's things, you know, you could fix it overnight. And I've talked to different members. There's plans that you could put in place that would stop this invasion. And it is an invasion, Michael, okay? There is no doubt about it. And you could do that overnight if you just built the wall and you held the people that are shipping these people and making multi-million dollars a week, like the cartels. If you held them accountable for what they're doing, we're going to lose a whole generation to drug overdoses, mainly fentanyl. And, you know, I could list the things that this president and his administration has done that is detrimental to the safety and just the sovereignty of our nation. You can't make this stuff up that is going on. It's unbelievable.
Now, if you're reelected, if the Republicans take control of the House, if these articles of impeachment against President Biden, and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas are introduced, will there be an impeachment vote, and will those two both be impeached?
Well, I'm pushing for it, so we'll just have to see what our next Speaker of the House does. So, I would love to see that happen, but you've got to remember who's in succession behind President Biden. You've got Kamala Harris, who I don't even know where she's at. The FBI couldn't even find her right now. I haven't heard from her.
Will you
and
support?
Then you've got. Go ahead.
Will you support Kevin McCarthy for Speaker if there's a majority of Republicans and if you're elected in the and are seated in the 2023 session of Congress?
Well, right now we don't know who's going to be up for Speaker, but I'll kind of go along with what Jim Jordan said. You got to look back to the election of last year. We didn't lose one incumbent, and we gained so many of my colleagues in the freshman class. And, you know, you can't go against those odds, and he is doing a lot of good things going forward. We just have to find out, you know, we got to take the House back, which I have no doubt in my mind that we will. And then we go forward. You can't, I mean, right now, of course I would, because you can't go against what the man did in the last election, not to lose one incumbent and to gain, you know, all the seats that we gained in the freshman class. That's pretty classic, and he is a prolific fundraiser to get us where we're going. And now we've just seen Maya Flores, who has, a Republican, hadn't been elected in close to 150 years, take that seat, and you're going to see more of that. So,
well, Congress,
you know, that's yet to be determined as to who's going to run for that position.
Congressman Diana Harshbarger, 1st Congressional District of Tennessee, thanks so much for joining us, and come back again if you would, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
All right. We'll be back with Jenny Beth Martin of Tea Party Patriots after this. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.